broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for September 15th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two of two, and our goal, steady as a rock, that is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We also have Eric Hansen with us. You say, who's Eric Hansen? He's the Director of Marketing and Strategic Development at LovingLiberty.net, the network that syndicates Liberty Roundtable Live. He's been around as a marketing man for quite some time, does a great job, got interested in the sacred cause of liberty, and has been defending it ever since. He's involved in homeschooling associations and a whole lot more. Eric, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam, and glad to celebrate the International No Mask Day today. So if you're one of those folks that doesn't want to wear a mask and doesn't feel you need to, today's the day to step out and take it off.
International No Mask Day?
Yep, is today.
Bring it!
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I didn't know that. I know it's kind of shocking, but I was unaware that today was International No Mask Day, you know? I mean, you'd think NBC and CBS and CNN and all those guys would have, let us know about it.
International No Mask Day. I didn't even know about that, Eric. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's depending on which Facebook groups you're part of, you may or may not have picked it up. But, yeah, today's the day.
Wow, they need to get the word out better. Is it being censored?
Do you have to ask?
All right, so you got International No Mask Day, and then you got National No Mask Day. Is that a different day or the same day?
Same day. I think it's just worldwide, but...
Okay, they got a World Mask Day, too, to try to oppose us. So, you know, Satan comes up with a counterfeit there.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. So are people staging no mask events all over the world?
Yes. Yes.
That's what we need.
So, yes. Yeah, because, you know, the mask, it's interesting when you think about this. And, you know, I'm one of those nerdy guys that goes and actually reads studies and reports and things like that. And so when you go to the CDC's website, you'll notice that the language all over the website where they ask you to wear a mask, they say it may prevent. And
yeah,
you know,
if they say it will, then we'll sue them and they'll lose.
Yeah. Well, you know, science, you know, you don't say water may freeze at 32 degrees. It freezes at 32 degrees because that's actual science. When you have to say may, then that tells you that they don't really believe this. What's also interesting is that I think it was yesterday or the day before, the CDC put out a warning to those in Oregon and California where the fires are that wearing a cloth mask won't prevent particles that are 0.7, whatever size and diameter they had said. And I was watching Ron Paul and his YouTube the other day, and they were pointing out that the size of the particles that the CDC was warning the masks wouldn't protect you from are hundreds, if not thousands of times larger than a coronavirus particle. So if the mask isn't going to protect you from smoke, from a fire, and it's much larger in size, why then would it make sense that it would protect you from the Rona?
Because how can we control you and dominate over you and take your liberty if we don't start with covering your face, sir?
Yeah.
Other than that, as Kurt would say, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot going on. It is International No Mask Day. That's phenomenal. I love it. There's also Constitution Week coming up. September 17th is Constitution Day, folks. But people in Utah and hopefully around the country and around the globe, people are celebrating Constitution Day all week long, Eric.
Yeah. Well, here in Utah, we have, the constitutional event kicking off in Bountiful on the 17th, which folks will probably, if you've been listening to our network, have heard the reminders about that event, and you can bring your kids to it. And it's going to be the ability to, it's a couple of days, it's going to be a fair, you can go there, and it's like going back in time to the days of our founding, and they'll have actors dressed up as historical figures, and it gives you a chance to learn. And if you're a teacher and you want to get your constitutional credit, this event actually counts for that. So it's a great way to bring the whole family to an event, to learn about it, celebrate it. And God knows in 2020, we need these reminders.
You know, it's interesting to me. The 4th of July is so popular, as it should be. And don't misunderstand me on that. I'm fine with that. It's my birthday, by the way. So I'm all cool with the 4th of July, right? But what I'm saying is, you know, Constitution Day doesn't get near the credit that it gets. I mean, it is the supreme law of our land. It's got its own day, and most folks never even hear about it.
Yeah. Well, where are you going to hear about it? On TV or in school? Both of those places have a very decidedly ideological bent against the entire concept of the Constitution. So
I think Constitution Day should be one of the most important days our country celebrates. After all, it is the supreme law of our land. It does keep law and order, as the President Donald Trump has highlighted. It is a way that we the people can have a stake in the outcome of the proper role of constitutional limited government. The checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. And to me, it should be a celebratory educational opportunity of a lifetime. Every year it comes around, I don't even know that a week's enough. You know, they got Black History Month and they got all these different things. And by all means, you know, celebrate those things. But maybe we got to have a month of September to celebrate the greatest document organized by man on the earth today. I mean, not only has it kept more people free in the history of the world than any other, but it's also allowed other nations to pattern their liberty after our light on a hill stance and leadership documents. This is something that should be worldwide focused on, Eric.
I agree. And I think, too, that people need to be reminded. And if you do come to our event that's coming up this Saturday to Liberty Hall, as you walk in the door of Liberty Hall on your left, the first painting you'll see up on the wall is a painting of George Washington. And he's standing there with the Constitution in the painting. And it says, the Constitution, its only keeper, the people. It's not up to politicos to save us. It's up to us to actually act. Us, as in the people, are the ones that have to ensure that the Constitution is actually exercised. So that responsibility falls on you and me and everybody else. It's not up to a politician that you elect to save you from tyranny. You have to do it. I think that's the biggest reminder we should think about this week, because truly I think that's where the solutions lie ultimately.
Kurt, you want to add to this? It's a big thing in homeschool and private school. It doesn't seem to be much in mainstream school, but, you know, I think people are starting to catch on.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, if people, it's kind of like the interview we did last hour where you asked, you know, about, or at least Doug Weed commented about the Chinese situation, or the Russians, I think it was, when he went in there. You know, they didn't know what they didn't know. And, you know, in so many cases, that's the facts in America. People are, of course, unaware of what they don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this Saturday, there's an event at Liberty Hall. And what's the town? It's not Ogden, right?
It's right next to Ogden. It's technically far west.
All right. In far west Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It's this Saturday.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. We have C.L. Bryant, who's another one of our hosts on the Loving Liberty Network. And he's going to be flying in. I mean, he's the author of A Race for Freedom. He's also a senior fellow at FreedomWorks. And he will be flying in to have a talk. I'm excited. I've never met him, so I want to meet him and talk to him as well. And my copy of A Race for Freedom, I want to get it signed by him while he's here. But you'll have that opportunity if you can come in person. And also just after his talk, we will all be spending some time hanging out. There'll be some refreshments, and it'll give you an opportunity to meet with and talk with people that love liberty and want to really do something about trying to get this restored, because we are under assault like we have never been under assault before, ever in the history of America. I mean, it's progressively been getting worse and worse decade after decade, but we are at a big, big kind of inflection point now in history, and it's more important than ever that people connect with each other, and I hope people can do it in person, because it's really, I think, important that people do this in person so you can shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye, and really make that human-to-human connection and know you're not alone.
You're not alone, ladies and gentlemen. There are liberty-loving Americans. A lot of them keep it under their hat, if you will. What's under this cowboy's hat, you might say. Because they're afraid people might rip off the MAGA hat and beat them up and stuff. So there's a lot of people that believe in liberty. Don't underestimate the reality of the greatest country and the greatest people in the world.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives pain capable bill, which would end painful late term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Hansen, riding shotgun. He's the marketing and strategy director for LovingLiberty.net. Now, Loving Liberty is a radio network. There's Loving Liberty Radio Network. There's also Loving Liberty Network, which is far beyond radio. We'll get into that in just a second. But it's important to understand there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things in America. And even though the mainstream press doesn't want you to hear about it, it's all happening, and it's happening fast. The mission of Loving Liberty is to teach the principles of religious freedom, private property, free speech, free markets, and the proper role of constitutional government so everyone can enjoy the blessings of liberty. Man, that when you even hear that, it's exciting. Eric?
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting, and You know, they always say it's darkest right before the dawn. And I feel like, you know, because I talk about this stuff with folks all over, and I'm not from Utah. I'm born and raised in Chicago. So where I come from, the sort of leaning of the ideological bent is very different than here in Utah. And I've lived in a lot of different states. I have friends all over the country. And even now I'm noticing that, especially in the wake of the corona fear, people are starting to figure out that ideas have consequences. And the amount of liberty that is being attempted to be seized away from individuals is almost surreal to people. They just have a hard time believing it. But the good news is, and the flip side of that coin is, it's also leading to a mass awakening. I think that, you know, didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. I mean, after serving in the Air Force, I went into banking and finance early 2000. And, you know, that was when I first learned about the Federal Reserve and the financial system, which later taught me about the political system. I had to unlearn what I learned, if you will, in the school system. And, you know, back then I was warning people before the housing crash and things that, hey, you know, this stuff's coming and, you know, you need to be prepared. And nobody wanted to hear you because it wasn't really affecting them directly that much. But today everybody is being affected by the idea that some people supposedly know better than you, and therefore they have a right to force you against your will into doing something that they deem is in your best interest.
You want to respond, Kurt?
Well, it's really good information. And, you know, I was going to ask you more, Eric, on this whole, can you explain more on the whole Loving Liberty thing besides the network? So you, Sam mentioned it, there's other arms, or I guess you could say parts of Loving Liberty Network. Can you, explain more about how that all works?
Sure, Kurt. Yeah, actually, so Loving Liberty started as the radio network. But this year, we really kind of figured out that we need to be a lot more than that, right? And so more than just informing individuals, our goal is to empower individuals and businesses and organizations. So what we are building as we speak is a different approach, and it will be a network of individuals, a forum where you can talk and share information that won't be censored and won't be taken down, a network of businesses that will provide services and products that empower you to shift your lifestyle more along the lines of the traditional American rugged individualism. I think that, and I think a lot of people are figuring out that the more independent you can be and self-reliant you can be, and that doesn't mean you're an island unto yourself. It just means that you're not dependent on government or some big global corporation for everything that you have, because if you are, it makes it really hard for you to stand up to liberty. So what the Loving Liberty Network is doing is building out a network of individuals, businesses and organizations, and allied organizations across the U.S. so that you can find resources to empower yourself, whether that is, how do I homeschool? If that's something you want to do, or how do I talk to my county government and challenge them in a way that's going to be actually productive? How do I learn how to communicate to people who, you know, want to learn about this kind of information? And, you know, how do you not trigger certain words and ideas that turn people off? You know, all of these skills and capabilities that we need as many individuals as possible to possess, we want to empower and make that available to anybody who wants it. More importantly, though, it will help people understand that there are a lot more people that want liberty and believe in this than the media may lead you to believe. I used to be a news director. I wrote news in media. I worked in a major media company here in Utah. And people don't realize that very, 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 very few people determine everything you see on TV. So it can lead you to believe that the majority of people think the way the TV tells you they think. It's just not true. It just isn't. That is a very small minority of people that think that way. And Loving Liberty Network will give you the understanding that there are far more people that are probably in line with what you're thinking. Because courage is
contagious. That's definitely refreshing. With your insider kind of information where you've been on the inside, I guess you will, if you will, the phrase, you know, that gives us a little bit more understanding. You know, I personally have seen some of those things. Sam and I have literally broadcasted from the Republican National Convention right in the middle of, you know, like CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC all around us. We kind of felt like, you know, we're just wondering what we're doing here. But
it's kind of funny. I rolled up to the CNN people and I'm like, hey, man, no one's in your booth. Can I roll into the editor's desk? And they're like, sure. And so they gave me some water and I rolled into the editor's desk in their booth there. And I sat up there, man, and got my photo taken. And, you know,
well,
it's kind of fun.
Where he was actually sitting is their TV, basically their set, you know. So Sam
Right.
basically sitting on the set for when they did their live TV broadcast from the Republican National Convention. And, you know, of course, they're not sitting there the whole time. And so when they weren't, hey, you know, there was an opportunity. They also were generous enough to feed us some nice, I mean, we had, I'm trying to remember what it
called. Yeah, CNN
something
was
like
carrying the water for
cut
us there.
Oats. Yeah, it was, you know, nice to be part of that. And yeah, Sam got to be right in the middle of it.
Yeah, they were like giving us parfaits, and isn't that what they're called, Kurt?
Well, yeah, out in the country we call that like yogurt and granola stuff, but they got fancy words for it in the big city.
Yeah, Kurt know? Needs to learn those, and so he can. But if you put honey on them, then Kurt'll know what they're called. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Sir.
All right, so Eric, C.L.
Yep.
Bryant lives in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be with the NAACP, right?
Yeah, he was the president of the NAACP for at least two terms.
This guy is serious business. And then he decides that he wants to be involved in more of a conservative focus, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's also a pastor. So, you know, he's definitely a man of God.
That's interesting. Now, he is involved with FreedomWorks right now, right? He's a bigwig in FreedomWorks, too.
He is. He's a senior fellow on their staff, which means he's basically intellectual ammunition and helps them with the idea level rather than more of like logistics or something.
He does a talk show daily, Monday mm-hmm. through Friday, 2-hour show. It's nationally syndicated on several networks. LovingLiberty.net is one of them. C.L. Bryant is a black man. Who is conservative. Now, I know that's, if you're, according to Joe Biden, that's just not allowed. But CL doesn't seem to care, does he?
No. No. You know, I think when people have this real sense of God in their heart, I think it allows them to be, it gives you a type of a spine that is uncommon. And he's definitely one of those people.
All right, so C.L. Bryant will be speaking Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, at Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah, lovingliberty.net for more details. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a great speech. You'll get to meet him, shake his hand. We want you to come in person. The event is free. Eric Hansen's got more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of people are dead and the fires continue to rage in several western states, especially in California. President Trump visiting there yesterday, viewing some of the devastation. And then this morning, he disagreed with the assessment of California officials that climate change is driving the devastating wildfires. Trump telling Fox and Friends this morning he believes poor forest management is to blame.
You have forests all over the world. You don't have fires like you do in California. You know, in Europe, they have forest cities. You look at countries, Austria, you look at so many countries, they live in the forest. They're considered forest cities, so many of them. They don't have fires like this, and they have more explosive trees.
Hurricane Sally closing in on the Gulf Coast, where forecasters say it could pour more than 20 inches of rain on some areas. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that text invest to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple. You can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's praising recent Mideast peace deals the U.S. helped broker between Israel and some of its neighbors. On the Senate floor, McConnell yesterday praised the Trump administration for pursuing the deals involving the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
This is a new course with the potential to fundamentally change the Middle East.
Authorities now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two Los Angeles County deputies over the weekend. The unidentified gunman ambushed the two as they were sitting in their cruiser. The two are in critical but stable condition and are expected to survive. Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans are being told their personal information may have been exposed. The Department of Veterans Affairs sending out letters after a data breach saying it led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is currently shut down as investigators try to piece together how it all happened. This is USA Radio News.
Man, there's so many events coming up this week and over the next several weeks, it's hard to fathom all that's going on. But good people are doing great things everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you what, right now, check this out.
Transport back in time to our nation's founding at the Freedom's Light Festival. Visit with freedom fighters, colonial artisans, music, contests, prizes, over 35 activities for the whole family. Schedule a school field trip and fulfill the federal requirement to teach the Constitution. Can you crack the spy codes used to win the Revolutionary War? Take home a founding document printed on the exact replica Isaiah Thomas used for the first Declaration of Independence. Register and compete in the Constitution Bowl. Join us September 17th through the 19th. Register at freedomslight.us. freedomslight.us. This event is completely free. Now more than ever, we need to ensure freedom's light is not extinguished. Let's keep this light shining in the hearts and minds of our children. freedomslight.us. That's freedomslight.us.
All right, there's Eric Hansen himself riding shotgun on the show today, talking about lovingliberty.net, the radio network, the broader network mission of the Loving Liberty Group, doing a phenomenal job. There's a lot of events going on, so you've got two different events right now. You got the Freedom's Light people doing a great job, 17th through the 19th. You got on Saturday the 19th at Loving Liberty headquarters, if you will, Liberty Hall in Far West Utah, C.L. Bryant coming to speak, really representing a lot of things, representing the, I would say, the Black Robe Regiment of America in his pastoral role, representing Liberty as a God-fearing American talk show host. Representing all Americans standing together You know what? We're not hyphenated Americans. We're not racially divided. We're standing tall for God, family, and country. He represents the conservative view and freedom's works. Really, C.L. Bryant's kind of a national treasure in my mind. The guy does a phenomenal job standing up for our sacred cause. He's articulate. He's brilliant. And he's down to earth, too. When you talk to the guy, you go, wow, this guy's actually one of us, Eric.
Yeah, I am so excited to meet him, you know, because I've been listening to his show for a long time now. And, of course, I have his book, A Race for Freedom, that I am, I actually just started reading here not too long ago. I wanted to finish it before I met him, so I'm going to zip through that. It's an easy read, actually. It's not that long, but if you don't have a copy, you can get it. It's at our, Liberty Hall has a library there, and we have all kinds of books there. And also, I wanted to remind everybody too, Sam, I didn't mention this before, but if you can't make it to the event, we will be streaming CL's talk live on our Facebook page. And then after the stream, we'll upload the video onto lovingliberty.net on our website. We don't have the capability to stream live to our website yet. I'm working on that right now, but probably won't be there before Saturday. So we'll just stream it live to Facebook. And then we'll have, if you miss it, you'll still be able to catch his talk. But we'd love to have you in person, because I would love to meet everybody. And I know, Sam, you've got some other things that are tied up. You're not going to be able to make it, but you know, it'll be a great opportunity to meet with a lot of folks.
All right, there you have that. C.L. Bryant will be speaking. He's coming from Texas, rolling into Utah, and he's going to speak, and then I'm sure it'll be a Q&A and a handshake and a whole lot more. If you can go, Liberty Hall is the place. WorldNet Daily emailed me an interesting question that I want to bounce off you and Kurt, Eric. Check this out. It was very, when I saw it, I went, And I started to kind of think about the question. So don't just take it at the surface. Kind of ponder this really quick. Does God choose America's president, or do you? What do you think, Kurt?
I think that the God of heaven is pretty much in charge of almost everything. I mean, well, or I should say everything. And yet we do have a role. You know, I'm not telling you that, you know, it doesn't really matter what we choose to do today. You know, it's all foreplanned for us. I mean, I think we have choices that we can make and either blessings that can come from those or punishments. And I think countries are the same. But I do think that in this case, President Trump was pretty much the man of the hour that God wanted, I think, at this time.
Yeah, you want to take a stab at this, Eric?
Well, you know, I have a little bit different take on it. I would say more along the lines of, if you believe that we have free agency or free will, and that you're, and the reason that is so that people can learn by their actions and the consequences of those actions, then I think what happens is, I like to think of history as a gigantic pendulum, right? And where humanity's natural normal state, if we were to follow the natural law, if you will, would be in a free society, right? And then other people that don't want to follow natural law and basically serve the dark one, if you will, knowingly or unknowingly, but they follow that sort of philosophy, they push that pendulum way up to one side, and more over time, history gets, you know, tyranny continues to grow and grow and grow throughout history. And then what happens is, it's sort of like a weight, right? Where as the pendulum and the weight gets way up to one side, and we get closer and closer to absolute tyranny, the pressure of the light trying to bring that pendulum back to the normal natural law grows and grows. I think that, you know, if it wasn't Trump, it might have been somebody else, but over the decades and decades of, you know, since, you know, last 100 years or so of American history, we've continued to really move towards one ideological bent. And the greater we get towards that side of the pendulum, the greater the opportunity and demand for the light to break through becomes. So I think that's kind of, I know it's a little more esoteric, but it's just my take on it. I don't know.
Well, there you go. I just found that a very kind of insightful question from WND.com. And my take is this a little bit. You know, God and Satan influence us all. You know, we are kind of in the middle with our agency, as you wisely point out. And it decide, you know, we kind of decide by our choices which we will enlist to follow. Whom will we enlist to follow, if you will. And the more we follow God's law, the more we get guidance from God. The more we follow Satan's agenda, the more we get guidance from Satan. And I kind of think that, we as a people, individualistically or individually and as a society, you know, if we make wise choices, keep the commandments of God, if you will, then he will have a great influence on our decisions individually and as a society. If we, on the other hand, turn our back on God as a nation, then we're in serious, serious trouble. And one of the ways that you can gauge this is you can say, hey, when the majority of the people choose something, most of the time they choose that which is right. And when they do, the Lord blesses that nation. When they don't, you know what? The gloves come off. And I bring that up to say that I don't think God chooses our president. But I think he has the influence that we allow him to have by influencing our hearts and our minds to see things clearly. He can put revelation into our minds. He can put thoughts and feelings and views into our minds. He can reveal truth to us and guide us and direct us in so much that we let him or are willing to partner with him, if you will. And so I believe in a righteous nation. Absolutely, God has tremendous influence in our lives as we pick the president. And the reason I think the question is so profound and so insightful here is because where are we in America? Are we as a people, as a nation, Christian enough to allow God to direct the affairs of men on the earth? Are we willing to obey his guidance and feel his influence and take a direction from him? Or are we past feeling to where we can't do that anymore because we broke so many of the commandments of God that we have shut the door on his influence? And he will not force us. That's Satan's plan. But he will, if we open the door, if you will, or if we allow him, he will influence us for good. And I think that there are still, personally, a huge contingent of Christians in America. And I think that the gap between the righteous and the wicked is growing. And I think the Christians are becoming more and more and more faithful over time. Some don't even realize the progress and the separation that's happening, but they will. But I believe that a lot of us are really being influenced by Christian principles and views. And I believe we're still the majority. And I think it's high time that we kind of think about questions like this and say, hey, I believe President Trump is far from a perfect man. But if I look at Trump versus a Biden, I say the contract is so gargantuan. I believe the Spirit of God has let me and allowed me to see things in a way that says, I've got to back President Trump. I know he's not perfect. I know he's got a lot of mistakes. So do I. But I will tell you that I see things clearly about pro-life, about God, family, country, about life, liberty, and property, to where I believe God is influencing me in ways that help me see things correctly. Now, I know most of you would say I don't see things correctly, but I'm just saying that, you know what? God has tremendous influence if we let him. So the answer in summation is both. That's my take. Interesting question, I thought. Quick pause. Eric Hansen, Kirk Crosby, and yours truly.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, fellow talk show host C.L. Bryant to speak in Utah, Liberty Hall, Saturday night, the 19th. Check it out, lovingliberty.net. Eric Hansen with us. Eric, do you want to go hardcore or do you want to go soft for the final segment?
Well, I don't shy away from pretty much anything, Sam, so I will let you go ahead and throw the ball out there.
All right, Kurt, let her rip, buddy. Kurt's got this one, sir.
Well, this headline's from WorldNet Daily, and the author is a guy named Jack Cashill, C-A-S-H-I-L-L. And he writes, his headline is The 44th President. And he says, Why I Chose to Tackle Obama's Sexuality. And he spotlights a quote from the biography added for the paperback version. And he says, late one night about a year ago, I received a call from the mysterious Charles Johnson.
Now let's stop. Mother First Jones, off, who's saying I?
Well, this is Jack Cashill.
Understand. So Jack is saying, hey, I got a call from the mysterious Charles Johnson?
Johnson.
Okay. Yep.
Says, Mother Jones calls Johnson Twitter's most infamous right-wing troll. Whatever. Johnson knows stuff, much of it true. He asked me whether I had read David Garrow's massive 2017 Obama biography, Rising Star. When I said I had, he asked whether I had read the paperback version. I had not. He pointed me to a particular page and told me to go get the paperback. Garrow, a Pulitzer Prize-winning civil rights historian, knows stuff too. Although I disagree with his politics, I admire Garrow's nerve. In June 2019, Garrow published a piece in the British journal Standpoint entitled The Troubling Legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Two dozen American media outlets, including the New York Times, had refused to run Garrow's highly newsworthy article. Having exhaustively reviewed FBI documents, Garrow reported that King had been taped encouraging a fellow minister to rape a woman and actually witnessed the rape. Have you heard about this, Eric?
No.
I have, because WorldNet Daily is one who's willing to talk about it. Jerome Corsi, who we've interviewed plenty of times, has delved into this more than probably anybody else to date before this story, Kurt. So I'm pretty caught up on this.
I remember you bringing it up, Sam. And
people thought I was crazy and now they think poor old Jack's crazy, don't they?
Well, and, we've put Martin Luther King Jr. on this some kind of a pedestal that says, he can't be really attacked. And then he's got the ongoing kind of protection of his, to use the word blackness, I guess. These days, different people have different things after their names or with their names. And then you can't really go after them like the President Obama was. But in this case, this author says, to no one's surprise, the American media did their best to ignore this story. And Garrow is lucky they did. The Pulitzers might have taken their prize back. Obama is not quite the sacred cow King is. but he runs a close second, especially on the subject of sex. Although Garrow is no fan of mine, I am, with reservation, a fan of his. I decided to check out the paperback on page 113. I found the excerpt not included in the original version of Rising Star. It came from a letter Obama wrote to his college girlfriend, Alex McNear. Have you heard of this, Eric?
No.
I needed to get a drink, and so I needed to ask somebody right. something so that I could get a
drink. So this is an
there.
Interesting story, though. More and anyway, more people are documenting this. This letter of Obama to his girlfriend is very interesting. And at first you say, girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Well, listen up, folks. This is very interesting, Kurt.
It says, given its content, I could see why the excerpt was left out. Wanting to know who made the decision to do so, I emailed Garrow. Garrow wrote back promptly, telling me it was McNear who refused to share the lines in question. She told him they were too explosive, adding they involved gayness. A dogged researcher, Garrow followed the unredacted letters to Emory University, where they ended up after McNear sold them. Garrow had a friend go to the library, find the redacted lines, and copy them down by hand. Garrow then inserted this new language into the paperback that came out in May 2018. Obama, then about 21, had written to McNear that he viewed gay sex as an attempt to remove oneself from the present, a refusal perhaps to perpetuate the endless farce of earthly life. Then came the money, quote, "You see, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination. My mind is androgynous to a great extent, and I hope to make it more so." That's the end of the quote. At the time, Obama was in New York writing back to McNear, who was still in Los Angeles. These sentiments may explain why Obama inexplicably froze McNear out of his life. Garrow describes the letters Obama sent to McNear as hostile, even ugly. Dipping into his thesaurus, Obama wrote on one occasion, "You are correct when you say that initially you were to me nothing more than a lovely wraith I had shaped to fit my needs, and on another, I no longer feel compelled to try to shackle you in my abstruse dreams." Shackle? This revelation came at a good time for me. In writing my book, Unmasking Obama, I was still debating whether or not I should address the rumors of Obama's homosexuality. Anyway, there's more to the story. The bottom line, at least to me, that I'll bet you if you ask most people, it'd take 100 of them. If you get one of them that have any whiff of either the thing about Martin Luther King Jr. or the Obama stuff here that we just talked about, I'll be surprised.
Well, so the bottom line is the assertion here is that Barack Obama is gay, and more and more and more evidence coming out that that is the fact. The question for you is from Sinclair, who is a gay man who made accusations against Barack and got completely dismissed and shut down by the media. They said he was a nut, but Sinclair provided the name of the hotel, the name of the Muslim limo driver who arranged everything. You've got so much evidence of this, Eric. It's coming out. And the question people are asking now is, Barack Obama's gay sexuality, is it fair game in 2020 to discuss? They wouldn't discuss it when he was president. They'd shut everybody down and demonize everybody. We talked about it back then, but it's coming to life now. Your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, I've heard these kinds of rumors before. You know, in order to find out what's going on in the world, you have to dig into the internet and all kinds of sites and things. The challenge is that it's hard to know what is or isn't real, because when you talk about stories like this, you know, you're basically you're putting together little bits and pieces of information that suggest something, but, you know, outside of seeing the video of it, how do you know for sure, right? So could it be people attacking him? Could it be real? Here's what I do know, though. I know that there is truth to Lord Acton's phrase, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you have people striving to people who have no power prior to their role in politics, there's a certain type of personality and character that tends to gravitate towards positions of power over others. And I think that's why you see so many people in high levels of position of power that are not what you think they are publicly. And, you know, and they have to present a certain sort of character, whether that's real or not. I mean, Bill Clinton is another one where, you know, you have all these, you know, you see him on the flight logs for the Lolita Express how many times. And, you know, clearly these people are not quite who they say they are publicly. But I have a question for you, Sam. If the goal is to champion liberty and try to understand what's going on in the world, does it necessarily push our cause to dig into these little things? Because if you already disagree with Obama's political views and his agendas and the things he says and what he's doing, his actions, by his deeds you shall know him, right? If you already disagree with that, and you hear this story and you decide whether you know for sure it's true or not, is it really going to change your views all that much? And if you love him and worship him, is it going to break in, you know, you're following a cult of personality, which I have people in my family that do. They absolutely love Obama. If I were to tell them this information, they would dismiss it out of hand. No matter what I showed them, they wouldn't believe it. If I showed them a video of it happening, they still wouldn't believe it. They would tell you it's doctored. So what I'm wondering is, can you discuss it? Well, better question is, what is it gain to worry about these little tiny details?
Well, here's my response to that. The gay issue is irrelevant, except for that's been hidden from the American people. And any item that you can get to the American people where they go, oh, I've been schnookered and flat out lied to, and I get enough pay dirt to say, hey, this is beyond debate now. Then people start to wake up to more important, weightier matters. It is a weighty matter that we don't know who Barack Obama is. Is he a communist? Is he the son of Frank Marshall Davis? Is he a gay man? Is he okay? Because national security was at stake for 8 years while he was the commander in chief of the free world, if you will. And it matters now because Barack Obama is literally doubling down and backing Biden right now. So is Bill Clinton, both sexual predators. And you basically start to say, hey, if I can get the truth on this out, maybe people will realize that we better take a second look at the matrix we see today. And so any way you can puncture that armor is a good way, as long as it's truthful, because the bigger, weightier matters start to come. I believe that Joe Biden will be a national security risk, as was Barack Obama. You can't have completely sexually compromised people at the helm of the free world, in charge of the football, if you will. And I say the nuclear kind of football. Okay, so at first it seems like a non-essential issue. But I submit to you that it's very critical, because the American people at some point need to realize they're being played for suckers and they're being lied to. Is this the way for them to finally get paid on this? I don't know. But anytime I can shed the light of truth, I'll do it.
Fair enough. I can go with that.
So that would be my answer. Kurt, you only got a couple seconds. Do you want to answer?
I think you've got it covered, Sam. Nice work.
All right. So I'm not saying my view is the only view, but I am saying, hey, maybe your friends will shut it down and ignore it. That's possible. At the same time, maybe they will wake up over that nugget of truth and go, whoa, if we've been lied to about something as simple as the president's gay and no one knew it, what else have we been lied to about? And a great awakening can start to take place. And what little tidbit will help each individual? I don't know. I know my buddy Joe Bannister woke up over the IRS issue when he was an IRS agent, and guys on the radio were criticizing the IRS and got him to dig, and he found out the IRS is a big old fraud. So each person has a different trigger point. Don't know what they are, but I know this. The truth shall set us free. Eric Hansen, thanks so much, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you.
And God save the Republic.